The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism. So tonight our encouragement talk will be given by a person with many identities within Boundless Way Zen. He is a senior Dharma teacher. He is the president of Boundless Way Zen, and most importantly, he is our Tenzo, cook for this session, Alan Richardson.
We all heard a lot of instructions today. Quite a few. You put your chopsticks on the left. You put the spoon underneath. You put the spatula in, and you shake it all about. I know you all want to join in, but don't. So many things to remember and so many instructions. One really stood out for me today, and not for the first time. It's an instruction. In fact, sometimes it makes me almost want to cry, which is bow left, bow right, bow across. Maybe you feel that too sometimes. Just what a powerful moment that is when we get to express our boundless gratitude to the support we're getting from all directions at this retreat. You know, not just the person sitting to your left, although that's so important, that silent support, as they just keep sitting period after period with you, and not moving, keeping silent, encouraging you silently to do the same. But everyone to the left, even the people out of your peripheral visual field, which is all we have because we're looking down at the floor, and not just the person on your right, but all the people to the right. In my case, including the teachers at the front, setting such a strong example to me of the Dharma in action. And then those people across from you, so important. Like today when I had to look and see, oops, my chopsticks aren't on the left. They're on the right. Thank you. Thank you for that support. Thank you for remembering when I forget. Thank you for sitting across from me like a stone Buddha, but like this vulnerable, living Buddhist, maybe in a lot of pain right now. So thank you. Thank you for that. Melissa mentioned something of me that's true of many of us. In a small, pretty much all-volunteer organization like this, many of us play various roles. The only way we can keep going. And this role that I'm playing now as president of Boundless Way Zen has made me think in new ways about community, about our community, about our Sangha. And this won't surprise you if you've been around for a year or two, but I've gotten a much greater appreciation of how fragile this community is, how fragile our Sangha is, because it feels so strong in the moment. And it's easy to forget that it's subject to those same basic truths that we ourselves are subject to. It's impermanent. It's a place, it's a locus of dukkha, of suffering, just like every place else. And it will not last forever. And last year, we lost a lot of friends. And they made their own organization, which I really do wish well. I want them to thrive, and I miss them. And you know, sometimes it feels a little drafty, in boundless ways in. And things happened. We lost somebody in our Sangha at Hank in September to death, to suicide. That was hard. You know, these are not, we don't come to the Sangha to escape the world. We come to the Sangha to confront the world and our relation to it with greater intimacy and ultimately greater clarity. And then, you know, I come to Sesshin. And God, I was in a pretty bad mood driving down here. Maybe you were too. I mean, the traffic, let's face it, would put anybody in a bad mood. And so I'm like, yeah, why do we have to start on Friday? Thursday's so much better. Because I don't have to work on Thursday. I'm a college professor. Why can't everybody have that schedule? I get up Monday off. You know, I was really being a jerk. Sorry. And you know, why do I have to be Tenzo? God, I had to come here yesterday and do all my shopping. Because now, of course, I'm stuck in traffic. I'll be lucky to get there in time to set up the kitchen. And why do I have to be president of Boundless Way Zen? Like, can I quit winter holiday? If I make it one semester, be okay. Is that too soon? And then I got here. And I went into the kitchen, and someone had set it up almost completely, who had gotten here earlier. And then people started to come in, and everyone that came in just seemed to bring so much energy to me. And each face did so much to renew my sense of the strong part of this community. Because at the same time, it's fragile. It is very strong. And we know that when we feel this strength and support that we ourselves get at a Sesshin like this from the people around us. And now I'm like, I'm so glad I'm Tenzo. Because everybody that has come into the kitchen to help me in there has been so wonderful. And it's like, you know, we talk about the bodhisattvas as part of every, as part of morning and breakfast and lunch meal service. As though they're someplace else. And there in the kitchen, you know, is Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, great activity. Just like, wow, chopping those vegetables so fast. And I see Samantabhadra manifesting. And there is Kuan Yin, the Bodhisattva of compassion, sometimes known as Avalokiteshvara, sometimes as Kanseon. And using her 100 arms to seemingly wash and dry dishes at the same time. How is she doing that? You know, and I'm watching one miracle after another. I'm basically, if you've worked in the kitchen with me, you're like, yeah, he basically just stirs pots while everybody works around him in this whirl of activity. Yes, that's what the Tenzo position is. You can look forward to that someday. And just, you know, and here I am, just the recipient of all of this great Dharma activity, watching all of these great miracles happen. Our lay ancestor, Layman Pang, right? I'm so pleased as a lay practitioner that one of the couplets most often quoted in Zen and about Zen was spoken by this great lay ancestor, Layman Pang, which was when someone said, oh, with your deep realization and your wonderful meditation practice, you must have some wonderful, miraculous powers. And he said, my miraculous power, my marvelous activity. You all know this, right? Drawing water, gathering firewood. And so know that you have marvelous powers and you are doing a miraculous activity. And so my encouragement to you is keep doing this. Don't change anything. Do just what you're doing. Thank you.